We're joined now by Knoxville boys wrestling coach Skylar Spohr on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Carolinas. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Skylar, good to talk to you once again.
Yeah, you too, Derek. It's been a little while.
Well, let's catch up, everybody, on how things have gone for the guys. You had some dual meets. You've had some traditional meets. Just, I guess, overall, you know, here the last few weeks, you know, what's your thoughts on how your guys have done?
They're definitely improving. I mean, it's a slow process. We have some guys battling injuries this last week and a half, so we have a few guys out, and then we have a few injuries that have been lingering since before Christmas break. I'm not sure if we're going to get those guys back in time or not, but the ones I've been wrestling, they're improving. I think Joe Finnegan's really improved the last week or so. I think he wrestles better when he thinks he's wrestling a really good kid. So we're just going to keep telling him, well, the kid's really good now.
Just tell him, okay, this kid's ranked number one. See how he reacts.
Yep. I think that's what seems to get him to wrestle his best. So that's what it takes.
I've noticed he's been winning a lot of matches here as of late. What has been one of his biggest improvements that you've noticed?
Just believing in himself, really. Just pulling the trigger. I mean, when he shoots a good shot, usually scores. It's just him pulling the trigger more often, score more points, stop winning those couple-point matches.
Let's talk about some other guys. Jessen Ferguson has had looks like he's had a real good streak here as of late, and a few other guys too that come to mind that has been pretty good over the last few weeks.
Yeah, Jessen's coming into his own. Still making some small mistakes and some stuff that ends up costing us matches that we probably shouldn't lose. Hunter Lon, he started wrestling a lot better since coming back from being sick at the beginning of break. All our guys are improving. Some of them just wrestle some better guys than other ones. Gavin Alexander, he's had a rough year, but he has improved tremendously from the beginning of the year till now. He just runs in some really hard kids.
Yeah, as we were talking to Skylar Spohr, Knoxville boys wrestling coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Carolinas. Those guys who maybe struggled earlier in the year, what are you telling them as we get closer to conference and districts and those bigger meets that you want to do well in?
I'll just keep working on the things that need to be worked on for each individual. I think this year's an eye-opening experience. I think a lot of the kids know they need to get in the weight room, lift maybe a little bit harder than they had been lifting, take a little bit better care of their bodies, what they're putting in and what they're in the off-season. No point in getting up to 180 pounds if you're going to wrestle 150, just hurting you in the long run.
And, we talked about those younger guys early in the year, and you were thinking, okay, some of these may not be quite ready for varsity. But now that they've been on varsity, they've gone through that ringer, how are they looking? What's kind of the, mindset for these guys, about three-fourths of the way through the season?
It just depends on each one. I mean, some kids we still have doing the same stuff they were doing at the beginning of the year that wasn't working. We don't even practice it, but for some reason we're still trying to do that. Then we have ones that are doing everything we ask of them, getting a lot better in the room, but then they go out there and they're freshmen wrestling an 18-year-old grown man that's been working at this for at least the last 4 years. So just strength disadvantages, but each one of those freshmen and underclassmen, they're all their own person. They all do stuff a little bit differently. At this point, we know the ones that put the work in, what ones listen, want to get better, and the ones that don't. And at this point in the year, the ones that don't or don't want to listen aren't going to practice hard, going to get a lot less coaching the next couple weeks because we're going to be concentrating on the ones that are doing stuff right and wanting to get better.
And obviously, the two that come to mind doing that are Tristan Sinnert and Reagan Roberts. They have put together very good seasons. And I think, they're just hopeful that a conference and then state qualifier to get there.
Yeah, Reagan's had an awesome year so far. Trent Sinnert's in a little bit of a slump right now. Just needs to start believing in himself again. I mean, I think every match we've lost the last week and a half, we've been winning. So just believing in himself throughout the whole 6 minutes, not just the first 2.5 minutes, is going to be really big for him. Obviously we know he has the talent to win conference, to make the state tournament. It's just him going out there wrestling his best. And same as Reggie, you got the Williamsburg kid and Solon kid who's taking the number one ranked heavyweight in the state to really close matches, throughout this year. Reggie's seen some good competition. Hopefully he'll see some more this weekend. But he's got every ability to win the district, and if he doesn't come ready to go, he's got the ability not to get top four and not make the state tournament. But I know that's his goal, and he's been sticking to his workout plan, and getting a little bit better shape, starting to run again a little bit more.
I-35 is coming up this weekend, another big tournament. What do you see in that, kind of the, you know, some of the competition you'll face?
We'll see how the kids bounce back. I mean, we're going to have, all honesty, not a lot of our kids are going to make the finals. You got number 3 ranked team in 1A with Wilton, number 3 team with EBF there, along with Ballard, a lot of other tough individually ranked kids. Just see how they bounce back to adversity. Lose on the front side, all right, how many more can we go win on the back side? Not just losing a match and then giving up for the rest of the day is what I'm looking forward to seeing, see how they respond to that.
Coming up a little bit later on down the road, conference. I know, obviously, Knoxville's not one of the teams that's looked at as winning the conference, but you got some guys and, you know, place. You know, the goal is place as high as you can.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, Eddyville's going to be tough to beat this year and next year for next few years. But just go out there and wrestle your best and get as high on that podium as you can. And if you pull some upsets, go ahead and do that. Just because we're not favored to win it doesn't mean we're not going to go out there and give it our best shot. So we'll see how it turns out. And even if we all wrestle our best and all get to the finals, it'd probably be pretty hard to win it with only 7 or 8 kids on the team, on the roster that are wrestling right now. But
and the district as well. You mentioned Solon, Williamsburg. I believe Williamsburg is the host, but you know, and Eddyville's there too. But again, individual guys, you know, come ready to go, they could find themselves wrestling in Wells Fargo the next week.
Yeah, definitely. We have a few other kids that have a chance down at the lower weights if they bring their A game. And I mean, everyone's going to be on the rest of their best of districts. It's the basically last tournament of the year unless you get top 2. No one really wants to go home that early. So these kids are going to keep elevating their wrestling like they have the last couple of weeks. In the next 3 weeks, I mean, it's taking practice serious every day we come in and get a good workout in.
All right. Best of luck to you moving forward, and we'll talk to you later on.
Sounds good. Thank you, Derek.
That's Skylar Spohr, Knoxville Boys Wrestling Coach. This interview was powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.